Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner back from assignment.
Ha ha. Oh, so that's what you were, huh? That's yes, how you feeling man, today,
my
man.
My stomach was hurting me, bro.
Yeah, man. Well, we thought your mangina was hurting. That's why we gave you a free pass. But welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. I am your host, the Chile, along with the homie Paul Wall.
Already, baby.
And Goo Hefner up in this mug. What's up?
What's the deal?
Man, nothing, man. How y'all been, man? It's been a while since I see you, man. I got to see Paul last week, but I didn't get to see you.
Man, I think I was, what was last week? Tuesday?
That was after the car accident when you
was in rehab.
Yeah, you
was in rehab. I think I was in rehab, man.
Did you see Lindsay Lohan up in that mug?
I was doing my therapy, man.
Not that kind of rehab.
Not that rehab.
I'm doing my therapy, man. I had a couple of injuries. Yeah, thank God, you know, nothing major, but
yeah, man.
Can't run.
Let me bless the show with the last people's champ beer we have up in here.
Yes.
I wonder where the rest of them went.
In my stomach.
Anyway.
Yeah, after our accident, we had the other kind of rehab where they give you medication.
Yeah. Man, hold up, man. We're just glad.
Oh, you know what, though?
What's
up? What I found, I really don't like the medication, man, so.
Already addicted. You're going to be hanging out with Brett Favre at the clinic, bro.
I got hooked up with the CBD oil, man.
Oh, yeah?
Like the medicinal.
How did that work?
I ain't going to lie, man. I personally don't smoke or none of that shit, but.
You rub CBD it or oil, smoke it?
Nah, it's a dropper.
Yeah.
It's a drop. So you just take it. You can take a half or a whole drop.
Put it in your mouth, on your tongue, right?
That's what I told her.
You put it underneath your tongue for 15 seconds, and then you swallow it.
You're a Kiefer Goo.
It's good for joints. Man, Chile, I come back and you still...
Immature?
Big old ass goof. Big old goof ass kid. I wasn't a badass kid, man. You kick out of your class. I'd have kicked your ass when I was teaching shit.
Dude, I was getting kicked out all the time for being a class clown.
Hey, but seriously though, CBD oil is the truth, bro.
So, because some of them, people rub them on their, injury and stuff. And it works.
I actually see that there's actually one that's for sleeping, which is an actual pill. It's a capsule.
Damn.
They have the the one that I was taking was for anxiety, joint pain, and help sleeping. Man, my anxiety got bad after that wreck, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Hook me up with the name of that later, man.
Yeah, I got it right here. Matter of fact,
you know, all of them too. They help you with the with like tension and stuff like
that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I got my lower back is getting right around that area where I got my tramp stamps. It's kind of tense, you know what I'm saying? So it's like
you're being spanked in the back right there.
Hey, it's called Symbio. S-Y-M-B-I-O. Symbio or Symbio?
I'm just gonna call it Simba.
Wellness.
Yeah.
Man, they got the sleep aid, they got the like the cannabinoid oil, and they also have a they actually have one that's specifically for joints.
Do they have it here in Houston or you have it?
I got the one for joints.
Oh, you
Look at Paul.
Bro, they have a CBD infused energy drink, bro.
Dude, I'm gonna have to try that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't smoke, so I don't wanna smoke no CBD. I don't wanna do nothing, but when the doc gives that to you and tells you, hey, man, try this. And I told him, hey, look, man, what if I'm taking all this and that?
Wait, what's
it? It's natural.
Who is it, Dr. Paul?
Dr. Green Thumb.
Dr. Green Thumb? Be real, is it Dr.?
On the cool, though, man, you know, with a lot of the medication they make has things in it that are, you know, addictive. And, you know, a lot of times we feel like, oh, if you take this, it's going to make you feel better. And a lot of times it just kind of masks it. The CBD stuff, too, let me say this, too. A lot of people, they have a feeling, well, I smoked one time, I didn't like how it made me feel, you know, or I used to smoke, I don't smoke anymore. CBD oil or these type of medication is completely different than like smoking a joint or getting high. That's not what we're talking about. We're not even talking about smoking at all.
CBD helps you recover because it prevents inflammation.
Yeah, we're talking about cream. It's a cream. And we're not talking about, there's so many other things that are not edible or smoking.
This CBD is actually, apparently, if I remember correctly, the law states that you can put, there can be at least a trace of 4% of THC in the CBD oil, and it's legal, right?
I think it's like 0.3, but yeah.
But whatever, yeah, this CBD oil like has 0. 0.
Yeah.
Damn.
Zero the THC,
they like, clarify
it. It literally will not get you high. It, no, it don't get you high. High. And exactly. It's completely legal.
They, it's natural.
They sell it at certain gas stations and corner stores. They sell CBD type of
some things. Of that I don't trust, man. I would because I see it and I think it's those vape ones.
The vape ones you got to be careful of. A lot of the vape cartridges with CBDs, there are good ones, but a lot of them are made the cheap way, which has things in it that are not good for you. Yeah. Just like you know, some of the other vape cartridges, they cut a lot of corners. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about like these type of oils. Or also my mama, she don't like the oil like that you eat. There's a different type of one she uses, some I don't know, but there's a few different things. There's creams, there's the ointments you could use, there's vapor rubs, there's a lot of different things you could use with the CBD to get your medication. It's not like just typical you pop a pill.
Man, that's what's up, man. You know, and like it's funny because I have a German Shepherd, one of my many dogs that I have, and she's real hype, like real antsy and everything, hype and stuff. And I was like, the vet prescribed some pills for her to
some
calm
CBD
down.
CBD pills?
No, just regular pills.
They do have CBD.
Yeah,
for
but
dogs.
They do because I bought a bottle at a dog show. But they say the way the guy described it to me is like, look, dude, they take the CBD oil and they purify it and they get the cleanest, you know what it is. Yeah. And you're supposed to give the dog like a little bit of it and it says it'll numb them, come down. And I was like, well, I don't want to make my dog all dumb and shit.
But
you know,
I ain't gonna lie.
I haven't tried it, but I might try that one, you know.
This shit here, bro, is straight medical. I ain't gonna say medicinal because I say medicinal and people start thinking about no.
This is medical.
When I say bro, and the shit's not cheap.
Yeah.
It's just like $120 a bottle. You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
it's completely like legal. If you take it, it's not like, you're going to fail a drug test or something like that.
No, because there's 0.00 THC. And if I'm going to give you an example. Like if you have anxiety and you're taking anxiety medicine, you can still take the CBD has no effect with that.
It just kind of intensifies it or relaxes it.
No, it doesn't even intensify it. It has no interaction with that. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, you're making me want to quit drinking beer then. That was my relaxation.
No, I'm going to be honest, bro. After the wreck, man, my anxiety was so bad, bro. Like, I'd be good one day, but the next two, I found myself drinking because I'd be like, oh, shit, like, damn, kind of the shit would come in my head. You know what I'm saying?
Well, did you get, like nervous if somebody was coming, like, from the side or anything like
what?
That? Or,
even to this, bro, I swear to God. Bro, this is how serious this is. We have a tour planned.
Yeah.
Me and Paul were just talking. When I came over here the other day, it was something that has been on my mind, but I never said shit. And Paul brought the shit up, and he was like, man, bro, I was just thinking, I don't know how we're going to do this tour. Because, you know, tour, we're driving.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, I don't know how we're going to do this tour, bro. Because, like, every time I'm riding, I say, bro, wait, don't even say nothing. I already know. Like, I'm the same way right now. Man, I'm driving, and I see a car coming to the side, and it's a stop sign.
Yeah.
You know how they creep up a little bit?
You start pressing your brakes. Hey, you push your brakes hard.
Bro, I have definitely been a Sunday driver, bro. I'm like, hey, y'all could go ahead, confront me.
Bro.
Go ahead. Y'all want to go? I'm not trying to make no lights.
I'm not texting
I'm looking both ways a few times.
I'm hugging that brake everywhere I go.
I'm hugging
that
brake.
That bitch is just sitting right there. I'm like, man, bro, I swear that shit man, that shit just made me thankful, bro.
Man, it was like I said, y'all are blessed.
Not like I wasn't thankful,
y'all are blessed,
but I mean, it's just like, damn, man, like, because, bro, we were talking even coming home, man. Like when that shit happened, like my leg was like fucking.
So how did y'all get home?
Because
y'all had to get a new vehicle,
man. Yeah, shout out to the promoter of the show. Shout out to Big Heavy. You know what we did.
Yeah, he still ain't sent me my money though. I meant to tell you that, Paul. Hit him up, man. Tell him shit
for the rental car. Now we ended up taking a Uber. You know, it was like a festival going on. So, you know, the show must go on. You know, even without us, but we ran off adrenaline. We performed real quick. Then we took an Uber to the airport and we had a rental car for us.
Oh, man, it was funny, man.
We all wanted to drive because we were like, let me drive. Because we didn't want to leave it into somebody else's hands.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was, bro. Like, I was like, so I drove.
Even though, shout out to our boy Jeff, it wasn't like the accident wasn't our fault.
Yeah,
it wasn't like he did something wrong, but still, it just didn't matter. We're like, nah, let me just.
Like, shoot. So I drove, bro. I had a fucked up leg, and I just was like, Paul was like, man, you good, man? Let me drive. I was like, bro, I'm good. Like, let me drive. And I drove, but to me, that was it helped me kind of get my mind
relaxed.
My mind. And then finally, I was like, all right, Paul, you ready? He was like, hey, yeah.
So it wasn't a long drive anyway, yeah. You know.
It was quick. And it seemed quicker.
It could seem forever, bro, when you have to
Though. That was the most relaxed I've ever been while Paul was driving.
Shit.
I wasn't touching no phone. I wasn't doing nothing. Paul, I was too teeny too. I was speeding.
He's not lying. Listen, he was like, man, fuck that phone. He put that phone down.
Let me wait for this 18-wheeler to pass.
I can see Paul's seat. Straight up, perfect angle.
I'm in the back, hey, can y'all turn that music down?
I'm in the back of my leg cocked up. Like, I feel so safe. I have my seatbelt on. Like, man, that shit, he was paranoid like a motherfucker.
Keeper.
Stupid, man. Y'all.
So, like, I can just see Paul, like, you know, people on bicycle, Paul's rolling out the window. Y'all go ahead. Y'all going too fast. Move.
Yeah. Let them pass. They doing construction, guys.
But it was so... Not even an hour after the accident.
Damn.
Maybe about an hour and a half, we were back on the road.
Damn.
Like, we called an Uber to the airport. Uh-huh. Ironically, that was like a 35-minute trip.
That was like so long.
It seemed
long.
Like forever,
oh
bro.
God, that was a long. And our Uber driver was not the best driver. Tripping. We was bro, a little nervous, like, oh, my God. Like,
and Gio, so our driver spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
Gio's in the front. So Gio speaks Spanish. I'm like, Gio, what the, man, tell him where to go, bro. Tell him, what you mean tell him? Fuck, tell him where to go. Bro, it was an
act. I was like, what you want me to tell him? Tell him to be someone.
We like, man, which airport is he taking us to?
Yeah, like, bro, where is he going? Tell him he needs to go this way.
Okay.
You know, so everybody was just, it wasn't until we got in the car and we got on the road and we started driving.
Damn.
And we were just like, man, you know what? This just goes to show how
it's a blessing,
short
man.
Life is.
Yeah. It's
and how, you know, like I was telling Paul, like, I've been wanting to tell him this, because this is the way I do, is, man, we can't, like, even, like to hold anger towards anybody. I told everybody in the car, bro, we don't need, if you got, man, listen.
So we can't finish business, go ahead and handle that.
You ain't got to handle it. Just get the hate out your heart.
Yeah.
You ain't got to hate them. I mean, you don't have to like them, but you don't have to hate them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's just wasted energy, bro. That's energy you could use to hug your son. Energy you can use, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that shit turned me, but I've been that way.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like, I was like, bro, this just goes to show. And then I really think, personally, and I don't know if he minds me even saying this, but I think it impacted Paul more because his son was in the car.
Yeah, man, that's what's crazy.
Sure, man.
And because people was like, hey, how's Paul? I'm like, he good. But I could tell mentally.
He was more worried about Will.
He was more fucked up. Everybody was really worried about Will.
Yeah.
Right? And then you kind of worry about yourself. And then you just, okay, bam, he's good. Everybody's good. We got bumps and bruises. We go. But then once you're at home and you got time to think about it, or people calling you constantly, hey, bro, I see the wreck. Sorry. And it's just like, damn, I love it. Because I want, you
people
know,
show
like,
y'all the love.
People showing you love.
Yeah.
But it gets, I don't want to talk about it though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't. I talk about it when I want to talk about it, but I don't want to, man, what happened?
And then there's
what
the,
was it?
There's
what?
Like the like kind of veiled response that we give everybody just to get it out. Oh yeah, get the conversation and then keep it moving.
Kind of like you did last week for me?
but you know, shit.
But it's, I ain't gonna lie, he just started being self again. When I came over here, bro, that mother was looking like damn, bro, like what the fuck?
He cut it down from 5 blunts to 2 now. So he went back to normal. His anxiety was kicking in. No, but I'm gonna tell you, man, I've been involved in a couple of wrecks too. And then when I realized that I got a second chance at life, it was when I used to bounce at T-Town, and I had to work that Christmas Day, the 25th, and then by the time I was going home, it was already the December 26th, and I was driving on I-10 right by Highway 6. And then this...
Are you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk at all, thank God. There was this girl and her boyfriend, whatever, drunk as hell, man. They hit me on the rear drive passenger side, which it caused me to kind of spin out, and my car flipped on the freeway, you know? So I was like, dude, I should have been died. I should have died, you know, the way the car flipped and everything. Mm-hmm. And the way we looked at the car, everything where I was sitting was perfect, but everything else was all torn up, you know. So I kind of was like, man, I got a second chance at life because I could have, you know, easily been messed up if I would have had any passengers, they would have died. basically. So I get what you're saying there, man, because it's like, it's crazy, man. It's like, man, forget all the stupid stuff, man. I'm alive, you know, I'm alive. Man, bill collectors don't care. I'm alive.
Look, bro, hey, but hey, on the real ball, if you want to get that CBD oil,
yeah,
tell me, go holler at Arm Sports Medicine and Humble, and then
you now, can well, tell them to holler at us first for that check before we promote them, bro. Because
nah, that's all. Know, nah, this is Dr.
It's
Tony.
The holidays. Nah, it's Dr. the holidays. We got this, gifts, nah,
this
bro.
This is Dr. Tony's, man. Look, Dr. Tony's been, man, making sure.
Tony Sasseries?
Nah, Dr. Tony Tran, man. Ooh. He's been looking out for us. Paul, yeah. where do you go for yours? Because I think
Nine Innovations.
Over there with Nine Innovations.
Yep, yep.
With those nine? Those? No. Yeah, you know what, man? I'm going to tell you, man. I remember. Like a lot of people, like me, I don't know much about CBD oils because I think when you think CBD oils, you think automatically weed.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what everybody thinks.
If you want to learn about it before you're interested in it, man, do some research. You can go to the website, Symbio, but it's spelled Symbio, wellness, wellness.com. Check it out, man. Read up on it. Learn, you know.
Yeah. It's always good to be aware of it. Because, you know, you never know. You might find your kid with one of those things and you're automatically going to freak out and not know that it's like...
I ain't
going
to lie. Yeah, I'm freaking out regardless. I don't give a damn. My kids shouldn't be having that.
Well, yeah. It's, like, I mean, it's like any medication.
Yeah.
It should be supervised by an adult. Supervised. You know what I'm
like,
saying?
This is not something like...
It's healthy for kids to take, but just like any medication, it should be supervised by an adult for sure.
Man, that's awesome, man. You know what, man? I'm definitely, man.
Hey,
I'm,
but on
I'm
a
happy.
Positive note, yeah. I need y'all to tell you congratulations on your new job.
Oh, congratulations, man. Chile. Yes, sir.
Somebody finally hired Chile.
Somebody
Thank
bit
you.
The bullet. I was perfectly at home, and I got a phone call saying, you hired. I was
I got beer paid for the next 3 months.
Hey, shout out to Uber Eats for giving Chile that job.
Uber Eats, man, they didn't want to hire me. Yeah. They saw me, and they said, this motherfucker going to eat all
like,
the food.
They're going to be getting complaints like, hey, it's some fries missing.
So where's your new job at? Because I've been gone.
It's pepperoni missing from the pizza. Why am I pepperoni missing?
Pepperoni Chile on the way. Nah, man, shout out to... people over there, iHeartMedia, man. Over there.
iHeartMedia,
man. I went back home, man. You know, originally, that's why I started before I was on Radio 1 at the box. And then now I'm back there at iHeartMedia, man.
What station?
94.5 The Buzz. I'm part of the Rod Ryan Morning Show, man. So, you know, I'm up in
there,
man.
That's dope. Congratulations,
the ratings
bro.
Must have been terrible, right, for them to bring you in.
No, they went down even lower when they got me in.
They must be desperate. They were like, fuck it, bring in the Mexican.
Bring in the secret weapon. I walked in there with a pizza. I'm like, man, what y'all boys want? They said, man, y'all got any wings up in here?
Are you on-air personality? What are you doing?
I'm the producer for the morning show. So
what the hell is it? Okay, because I was a producer for this show. I ain't do shit.
Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly, that's what I do.
I'm just asking, like, for real.
Exactly, that's what I do.
You don't do shit?
Nah, man, I, just answer the phones, in charge of the website, you know, stories on the website and all that. I might be doing something on-air or not. It's not promised, but, you know, it's like...
So you're like...
I'm not even tripping, man. I like got a paycheck. I got
that's
a job.
Dope, bro.
You're like a mommy blogger. Websites and...
You know, I mean, I already got the boobs for it, so might as well.
Wait, do that mean you leaving us on the Chile and the Champ show?
Nah, man. I can't leave Chile and the Champ unless y'all kick me out.
Okay.
Well, actually, Chile, that's what we need to talk to you
about. That's really what we want to talk to you about. That's why we're here.
We conversation on air, you know.
Yeah, we wanted to let our listeners know. But on the real, though, man, on behalf of the listeners, you know, we all as well, we fans of you. We happy to, see this, this growth, this new position for you. Whatever it is, we hope, of course, we want to hear you because we love hearing you, listening, fans of you, but whatever you're doing, congratulations. We definitely support you for sure, man. Congratulations,
man. I appreciate that, man. You know, like I said, man, it like you said, God works in mysterious ways. You know, I thought my radio career. Hey. How'd all those people get in here? We got that, but you know, it's like I said, man, everything works out, and God works in mysterious ways.
Dude,
I
gotta keep talking to you, man, because I didn't get a chance to see the game, because we had to do, well, we missed the Texans Colts game. We were doing the Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, man, what did y'all tell me about that, man?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was good, bro.
So this Spider-Man movie, it's a it's animated one, right?
It's animated. It looks kind of like the comic book kind of style.
Yeah.
You know, like boom, pow, kind of, you know, how the words are written. But at the same time, it's kind of, you know, 3D animatronic kind of. It wasn't a 3D movie. They do have a 3D version, but it was like, it just looked like parts of, even though, yeah, it was a cartoon, parts of it seemed real. Like, it's not like a Mickey Mouse kind of Disney kind of cartoon, although I don't know. Maybe it is me. I don't know. But
so what it is like the Spider-Mans from all the different worlds, universes, right?
Basically, there's parallel universes in each universe. We don't want to give away the whole story, but in each universe, there's a different Spider-Man. So, it tells a Spider-Man tale of how this particular person, Miles Morales, became Spider-Man, how he got bit and became Spider-Man. And, you know, it's crazy.
This is the first... minority Spider-Man, I think, right?
Well, that's what
I've noticed. Actually, he's black and Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool because, I like the message that they're sending, which is, at the end of the day, is heroes come in all different colors and wear different masks.
Male, female, right. Whatever.
No matter. Right.
There's female Spider-Mans. There's multiple of all, of different races as well. Spider-Mans, multiple gender Spider-Mans, because it's Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Right. Into the Spider-Verse. So the Spider-Verse, the universe of all the different Spider-Mans, is, you know, just as many different type of differences we all have individually, there's a Spider-Man with those type of differences.
And so you're saying in a different parallel world, there's another Chile?
There is a Chile.
But it ain't as sexy as me. I'll tell you that much.
But he's not
Spider-Man.
He's got a bald beard and he got hair on top. He got a mohawk on top. And he doesn't drink beer. He drinks like vegan wheat shots.
No shit.
He's like, hello, I'm Chile.
He's a millennial Chile.
Welcome.
Man,
Namaste.
What happened, bro, with the Texans? Because we didn't get to see it. Paul was sitting there about to get thrown out. He's about to get thrown out. They tell you. Well, didn't they say, don't pull out your phones? Or what they say? Like the security?
That's why they told Paul.
Yeah, what they say about pulling out your phones?
Where? At the Texans game?
At the movies. They tell you not to pull out your... So you won't for...
Yeah, I know, but we were at the premiere. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, we was at the premiere watching the Texans game the whole time.
they sitting there talking about, don't pull out the phone. And Paul's like... They just scored again.
Like, hey, Goo, they just scored again. We dotted it up. Fuck, we down. We missed. They call a flag.
Man, I'm going to tell you, man. But it was expected. We had to lose one game out of the remaining games because, I mean.
We got to refocus, bounce back. We don't want to get too high on a high horse and kill ourselves too much.
We didn't have to.
But the way Andrew Luck's been playing, dude, and you notice every single game. We played the Colts.
I heard the old line looked like shit.
Oh, man, yeah. They.
And I heard our secondary got, man, I don't see how. T.Y. Hilton, 9 catches.
He just knows.
One. I mean, he does. He kills us all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton kills us all the time, man.
Who you think? So what you think about T.Y., Paul?
No, but I love him if he came to the Texans.
No, man, I'm gonna tell you, man.
I don't think he would do nothing for the Texans.
He was playing injured too. He was playing injured. That's what's crazy. But you know what? I think it's just the fact that we just couldn't get it, man. There's a lot of holdings that they're not calling. If you could tell. J.J. Watt's being held and tackled and all kinds of stuff.
They said you damn near could call a holding on every person. Down there.
Every play down there.
Yeah, because, they weren't, I'm looking at the plays and, and you know what, man? Usually when a player messes up, I'll get on Twitter or social media and start talking mess
up. I heard Clowney messed up, huh?
Clowney jumped off sides.
He always jumps off sides, though,
yes,
bro.
But it was a critical one because it was like a fourth and
no.
It was like, what are you doing? Who are you kissing, Paul?
Now I'm about to go give me one of these home. Let me
get fourth and what? Right,
it was like fourth and three or four or something like that. And they weren't getting, the running game wasn't looking too good. They did a fake snap. You know, they were trying to make.
Oh, when they make you pull off sides when you're fourth down?
Yeah, on fourth down.
They were like, are you serious, bro?
Clowning walked up. People's champ. And, you know, but. And even when he jumped off sides, he was just like, he knew he screwed up. And he was like,
that shit never works, bro.
Nah, but it worked for them. And you know what, man? We lost. We were down by 10 at the time. So we had a score.
Nah, 10. We weren't down with. I thought we were down by 3. We lost by 3, didn't we?
Yeah, you're right. So if that they would have put the ball and we would have had a chance, but the way we were,
man, Watson didn't get the ball to Hopkins. It wasn't or nobody really. It's like just,
he was holding on to the ball a lot, man.
Yes, bro. I don't know what the hell wrong. And then some of got Spider-Man hands and shit.
Like, but some of the time he was running, he wasn't even running like when he was. He kept running to the side instead of like. Screw this. I ain't finding why or nobody's open. I'm just going to take it.
Right, yeah.
He just kept waiting and waiting and waiting instead of just like, dude, just take it and get that first down, you know? Yeah. And, but, you know, it is what it is. Now we got, you know, I was thinking the game we were going to lose was going to be Philly.
We still might lose that too.
Yeah, so I thought it was the Colts and the Philly. So now the Colts. But, you know, NFL, you can't never count any team out, man. You know, because look at the Bears, man. They shut out the Rams. You know, they shut them out.
And on a cool, in the NFL, a lot of times, historically, it'll be a great team. They get a great run going, go to the playoffs, lose. Because, you know, in the NFL, one game out, you lose. You go home. So, you know, a lot of times you get somebody who get on a good run at a good time. Next thing you know, they, you know, going farther in the playoffs where it'd be a good-ass team. And get their ass knocked out and be sent at home.
I just think they got to figure out how to use Thomas. And Hopkins. Because, I mean, there's no way Hopkins should not be that, you know. Either Hopkins or Thomas are going to be getting the ball. And if you double team both of them, then you got the tight ends. You know, we're not using tight ends that much. Dude, it got so bad that they put in our third string quarterback a receiver, Webb. And because all of our receivers got hurt. So it was just... They said, all right, man, you play some wide receiver in your life, so go ahead, get in there. So I'm not tripping too much on the loss because if we win next week, we clinch the division, I think. Because I know the Patriots lost to Miami. So
that was crazy.
Did y'all see that play?
Yeah.
Ooh, it was crazy, dude.
But you know, it's one of the plays you never see. You never, of course, expect to see that happen. They always try it. It never works.
Yeah, especially to the Patriots.
To the Patriots, yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, the fact that it never happens is kind of like, well, you know, it's not something that, like an onside kick is rare, but you see it happen, though. We see it work. But that Hail Mary toss and turn, you know, it never runs, man. It never works.
They were kind of saying that Gronk
kind of let because they were playing for the Hail Mary. They weren't playing for the toss and turn or the catch and flip.
But they said, you know, he could have made a tackle or something like that.
Yeah, they would have had McCourtney or some of the other people in there, you know. But, of course, it's different. You know, I can't – you know, hey, it is what it is, man. Yeah. If they do it, you know, they do it 10 more times, it ain't going to happen. So it's something you never expect to see. It's against the Patriots. Of course, they're going to bounce back. They're going for sure be in the playoffs.
Man, you know, we just need to refocus, and I think they're going to be refocused and everything. And, you know, it's – man, you get back up and then you get back on it. You know, we said nobody expected us to be in where we were at right now. I think a lot of fans, even myself, we were kind of doubtful because we were like, dude, let's get Ed Oliver. Let's get Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
And now we're like, yeah, let's hold off on Ed Oliver. We've seen all the reaction and all the stuff he's done, man.
I still want Ed Oliver. I still want Ed Oliver. Come on, baby.
Like, you know, he's still young, though. He's still young. So, you know, people, we got to give him a pass, man. You
but,
know?
You know, look at the drafts in the past. Like, the people who are the top 10 picks, they don't always fizzle out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
a lot of the greatest players of all time, they weren't in the first round. They
what did Oliver do? What happened? I missed
just
that.
You know, with him getting into
like the stuff that's happened within.
You know, hey, you know, we don't talk about family business.
Did something happen? did something happen after the shit with the jacket?
No, it's just the fact that you know, I think he came back the week after that, and then he kind of re-injured his leg. So he kind of said that you know what, man, I'm skipping the bowl that they even picked. He's not playing in it. So people were kind of like, man, what the hell you doing? You know, they're seeing it from like he's being selfish, but at the same time, you got to understand it's a business move for him now because he's going into the draft. If he plays that bowl game, it could be the difference of him becoming a millionaire. Or I mean, not because he could
he might
career,
not be all the way, you know, healed up. He might not be ready to play.
Yeah,
you know
so
what I'm saying?
I think it was a smart move. I just think that people are just upset and whatever.
He's been a little punk, man. He didn't put that uniform on.
Boy,
hey, man. Hey,
why would you do it if Ed Oliver walked
y'all
in?
Y'all are making
right
me
now?
Feel real uncomfortable right now, man. I'm just telling y'all are making me
hey, you
feel
remember
real
I told
uncomfortable.
You that?
Right
but
now.
I think I said this like 3 weeks ago.
We don't. Hey, we
hold on, hold on.
And we need to stop talking about family business.
You know what?
That 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I think I said that because I wouldn't play. Yeah. Like, them kids don't get paid for
right. I think he's smart.
They
man.
Sell their jerseys.
Yeah, and
they'll sell
don't get
a number. Right. What number is he? 10?
10.
They'll sell a number 10 jersey and see a thousand.
Oddly enough,
people
is probably the number he's going to go in on the draft, and, number 10. Or
and probably
like that,
won't
on the first
get
round.
One red cent from that, bro.
Oh, no.
The same thing with basketball players.
Everything.
But you see what the. Now
they still got him going first round and everything.
No, but I'm saying, but the NBA, you know, you have to go play one year in college.
Yeah,
you saw what they're doing now.
That they starting their own
in the G League. Right. Yeah. No, it's already in the G League now. I think you can make up to $250,000 if you're a top
player,
a top caliber high school player.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to college. You can go play in the
G League.
What?
They did that. They did that because of the Ball Brothers.
Ball, exactly.
Because they were like badass, and then they went to overseas.
No, they did that because he started his own league.
Yeah.
Which was the Big Ball. Like the Big Ball League. But the J League. And he was paying them.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He was paying the players. So he basically started a league, which was only did it for 1 year.
Yeah.
Where he had the players that were going to get paid. Right. So basically, instead of having to go overseas and play a year and then come back,
y'all can play here.
Now you can stay in the States, but you lose your eligibility, but then you can declare for the NBA draft.
After you have a good season.
If you had a good exactly. So you got to go to college.
That's kind of smart, though, and it's kind of cool
He made the NBA, who runs the G League, he made them say, hey, man, look, we need to do the same shit because everybody's going to actually, this is a great idea.
Yeah,
and people are gonna start going over here.
I wonder if he's got like a partnership with them.
Hell no, they hate him.
But I mean, he created that.
It
he kind of made
he
it.
Didn't, but shit, he don't. I mean, he don't. Sure. But he don't own the right to.
He should have.
I mean, he don't. Nah. I mean, how can you patent
an idea? You're patenting an idea, right?
Nah, not that.
No.
Shit, nah.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
But you know, back to this family business, Paul. I'm gonna make you a little bit. I'm gonna put you in the hot seat, man.
I'm starting to sweat over here, man.
Bro, what's up with your boy Bregman? You know he was the captain. He was the guest captain for the Texans game this Sunday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And guess what happened? We lost.
You know, we win some, we lose some.
Nah, that's the jinx of. Let me tell you something.
The Vanilla Ice jinx.
You ever heard of Paul Wall jinx? You ever heard of Paul Wall jinx? This is the same thing that happens, man.
I wasn't there. That's what you're saying. If I would have been there, we would have won.
No,
but since we
got to
be there together. Got to be me
lost.
And Bregman together.
Bregman was there. We lost. So they both.
Anybody affiliated?
No, no.
So what you saying? Anybody
when they went to LSU together?
Hey,
LSU
they lost.
No. Wait a minute.
Oh, hell no.
We went to U of H and we won. Okay. Okay then.
Well, who won?
But that was the night of the incident that shall remain nameless.
The jacket incident?
We won a World Series. What you talking about, man?
Yeah.
We.
I was bringing up our old shit, Paul.
Yeah, we.
Hey, man, I just making clarifying some shit around him,
bro. I see it.
Nah, you know, we're going to win some, we're going to lose some.
Shot. Yeah. The who?
An officer. I was coming this way.
Oh, okay.
And on 59, I saw freaking like three helicopters.
Oh, snap.
And traffic going southbound.
Yeah.
Was
towards
jammed
downtown?
Up. Yeah, well, I was on 59, like Little York.
Yeah.
But the traffic on the other side, man, it was like
going out
jam
of town,
packed.
Going out of, like.
Going north. Yeah, 59 north. Heading north towards the airport.
Yeah.
Like 59 Little York.
Towards Cleveland. The other place. What's it
like? Right before the
Kingwood
Beltway.
Kingwood or something like that. Yeah.
Well, Humble. Yeah, going towards Humble. Bro, right. I seen like three helicopters in the air. And I looked down from where I was at.
Yeah.
But I looked over there. Man, it was about 50. Like, I was like, damn, it was like 50 cops. I thought it was right in front of a collision shop. I said, oh, man, it must have been a big time chop shop or some shit. And I just got an alert now. It was a police officer was trying to, issue a warrant.
Ooh.
And got into a shootout. I think two officers got shot or killed. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but man, prayers out to them, man.
Yeah, man. We don't like when people get hurt, man, you know. So, man, if it's a police officer, man, hey, come on, man, you know. No matter how you feel about officers,
oh, shit.
Man.
He shot one deputy and two officers.
Oof. Yeah, that boy, they gonna get him pretty fast.
Man, I wonder what type of warrant they were serving. Was it just like?
Let me see. He has a lengthy rap sheet.
It was one of the warrants.
Oh,
that
he's
one
of two. He's one of two suspects for violation of protective order stemming against assaulting a woman.
Mm.
Damn.
Man, but man, he was only 25 years old. The guy they're looking for.
Man, some of these people nowadays, man, they don't think about, you know, they're like, man, it's crazy, man. I hey, man, I'm comfortable being called a chicken. Oh, you a chicken. All right, cool. I'll see you later, bro.
Right, bro. You know what?
Nah, bro, what about the minister, though, bro? Did you see that?
Nah, whatever.
First of all, I saw yesterday some nuns.
That they stole 200, no, they stole about 500,000.
About $500,000 and went from gambling, bro.
From a school, a Catholic church or a school.
Two nuns.
And they were using all that money
but
to
right, but right here in
gamble
Houston,
and everything.
The former minister from First Baptist stole $800,000,
bro. Wow.
From First Baptist,
man,
bro.
And everybody was wondering why tuition kept going up.
but he admitted to stealing the money with
the
him.
The money
like,
kept
so.
Passing. He double passed the plate.
Man, he was like, man.
He did a double pass.
Why you got a Sunday. Bentley? And you got a Bentley on your salary? Something's up. You know, but
man. I'm going to tell you, them nuns were some G's. Because the guy from First Baptist, the minister, he ain't saying why he stole the money.
They
the nuns
clean.
From First Baptist said,
they
man, we were going
clean.
Gambling. Yeah. They were going
oh, they
trip.
Can't clean. Said, they already know the routine. Hey, we just got to admit what we did. We can, no matter what we tell the press, that's a lie.
So
we just be honest. God going to forgive us.
So
they know what they got to do. They
so
yeah.
All they go to confession.
As we get, they went to confession.
And
they did their Hail Marys.
It's
like, all right, you good. You're on kitchen duty.
Honestly, I don't think they're going to press charges on them, right?
So when they were gambling, were they in there none? You know,
I mean,
outfits.
I was thinking,
or were they like in civilian clothes?
I think they might have been civilian because
they was like in civilian clothes out there gambling.
Because you know they would have put them out there on blast right now. They're like, oh, yeah. We're gambling, and we see two nuns doing gambling.
That's
supposed to be like,
you know, we didn't be in some places and seen like. And
well,
sometimes
wait.
You think like, is that like an impersonator?
Wait,
but it'll
on.
Be like an elderly
hold
looking
on.
Person. You know, we done been some places. Remember, we see like the Tibetan monks walking through the airport sometimes, or different
oh, yeah.
places.
Yeah.
We'll
but
see
not
places.
Gambling.
Yeah, not gambling. That's definitely
well, Vegas. You know,
Vegas though.
Yeah, I've been to Vegas.
Well, you know how they have the thing.
Because
they got conventions
the
going on
yeah.
too. They got all kind of conventions and other things, and they might have. Gambling going on. They have gambling going on like pretty much like in 7-Eleven. In and out they got roulette tables.
Oh, in Vegas. I thought
in Vegas though.
I
you know
thought
what
you
saying?
Been in Houston. Nah,
you know they got slot machines at the bank.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
make a withdrawal and then give us your money back.
Because they want to make sure you leave all that money
yeah.
in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. There was a lot of crazy stories, man. But man, what's up with them Rockets, man? What's up with them Rockets, man?
Let me go to my board right here.
Yeah, do you
we getting there though. We getting there.
Man, even when Harden gets like 50 something points, we still lose.
You know, it's one of those things where you think of the long game of we don't want to burn out too much during the regular season in terms of energy, going too hard on the games, minutes, all of this. You know what I'm saying? We got a plan for the playoffs for sure, especially
forget
since
that
last
talk.
Year.
Go hard or go home.
Nah,
that's
we
my
for
motto.
Sure gotta go hard. And then when you think about home court advantage in the playoffs, then you think about the matchups. You know what I'm saying? It's
who's
first of all,
sorry ass Rockets. I've been saying their ass is gonna be sore since the season started.
I'm just saying we don't a few teams we don't want to see in the first round.
We not going to the playoffs.
We don't want
to
see the Warriors in
playoffs.
The first round. We don't want to see the Jazz
team,
in the first
bro.
Round.
We're tied for last place right now in the entire Western Conference. We got the worst record in the entire NBA, or we're tied with the worst record, bro.
Wait, who
fucked us up? We're terrible, bro.
Somebody call the Wambulance.
Bro, we are terrible. But I said that.
Terrible.
And I've been killing people, all my Facebook friends. After the first game, I said, man, we are going to be terrible. Bro, everybody, man, are you stupid? It's only your first game. Boy, I screenshotted the shit out of everybody's comment and made a post the other day when Eric Gordon came out. When the players start talking, that's when you know it's bad, bro.
The players, I haven't even been watching.
Eric Gordon made a statement last weekend and was like, bro.
Hey, Goo is like our Stephen A, where he is the harshest.
The
Goo
harshest.
Is the harshest harsh. Critic, but don't get it twisted. He is a fan. He's but is extremely harsh critic.
I think that's why I get so upset.
Stephen Goo Smith.
Yeah, he is Stephen Goo Smith.
I think that's why, because I love the Rockets.
Wait, let me tell you something. They gonna be the no.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah. Nah, because I know when you say this, the response you get is, are you a hater? This
oh,
and
yeah,
that.
Of course.
You know,
course.
But nah, the Goo is
of
a man. Goo is a.
They all think I'm hating because I have an opinion, and this my opinion is normally
so,
right.
You know, it's so funny because like knowing Goo so long, we have such a unique dynamic because me. I'm a delusional fan where I'm a fan to the end, win or lose, because I want the best out of you. So I'm hoping you're going to do good. Where Goo sees through all of that. He don't care who you are, how much he like you. He wants you to do good, but that motherfucker, sorry. He need to work on this. He tripping on that. I told you he was going to do this. Like, Goo really is a harsh critic where he can see, like, I'm a delusional. I really am. Like, I'll admit, I'm delusional. Like, when I'm a fan of these people, like, I love the Astros, the Rockets, the Texans, the individual players, the team as a the team.
Stop, Paul. Stop. That's all I hear from Paul right now. Be like, nah, man. But I hear y'all though, man. Like Goo. I know Goo is one of those fake fans.
That's not a fake. Ain't shit fake about me. I've been. Like, Astros fans.
Would you consider like a bandwagon fan? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
He's a fake real fan.
So what's that? I mean, explain.
You fake that you're a hater, but you're a real fan.
I fake that I'm a hater?
That, like, you fake that you...
No, I don't fake that I'm a hater. If we're doing well, like with the Texans, right?
Yeah, you fake like you're a hater with the Texans, but you like
I'm not a believer until they win it, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, okay, we're having a great season, right? But yeah. If we go win the first round and then lose in the second... I'm unhappy, right? Because I've been a fan all my life from the Oiler days, right? When they went to Tennessee, I didn't follow them in Tennessee. I wasn't a Tennessee fan.
Right, me neither. Don't get it twisted.
I just didn't give a fuck about football, to be honest.
Don't get it twisted.
If it didn't say Houston in front of your name, I didn't give a damn about them going to Tennessee. I didn't want them to win.
That was a completely separate team. When they left us, that was a different team.
Well, to me, when they changed the name to the Titans, the Oilers died. So, really, there is no Oilers.
Yeah, but a lot of people, you know, follow Tennessee. Yeah. Because of that. But anyway, because I didn't. That. Like, them motherfuckers left. And, oh, well, I was
rooting for. Yeah, they left. And I was rooting for.
Yeah. At that time, when they left, we didn't have a team. I was rooting for the Saints. I had a lot of friends from Louisiana.
You know what? I just watched football, but I didn't give a damn.
I rooted for the Cowboys, too. I ain't going to lie. I cheered for the Cowboys.
I've never rooted
I had friends that played for the Cowboys at the time, too. So, and they showed me a lot of love. So
Ken Hamlin, my partner, was playing for him. Yeah. I, like, would hope he would do well. But as a team, you want him to
have three interceptions, yeah, but they lose the game.
Yeah.
All I heard from Goo.
But lose the game.
Look, I'm going to tell you, my first NFL game was the Cowboys.
Let me give you some advice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We want to keep you with the job, bro.
So what?
You're not going to stay on the radio like this.
Stay out. I'm not on the radio. That's the thing. I do the background scenes on my Cowboys.
What you saying about the Cowboys?
Nah, my first NFL game I ever went to was the Cowboys. It was that too. It was a Thanksgiving game. It was against Miami, but that's when they had the old Texas Stadium. I went to that game, and that was my first.
And you weren't a fan? You didn't book? I mean, because that's how most
people do. The Oilers had gone, so we didn't have a team.
Oh, there was no team? But you didn't become
Who played? Like, you remember who was it?
Yeah,
who was
it again? Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith.
No, I mean, you said it was against Miami.
No, he said it was against
Miami. Dan
Marino.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Dan Marino was a quarterback. Yeah, for Miami.
Right, I'm wondering what Paul's talking about.
Now every time
Paul's just
every time we
funny
say.
with his soundboard that he got right there.
He
got it from all the all the money he got from the People's Champ beer. He was able to buy some soundboards.
Let me tell you. Paul is in love with. They need to give Paul a Target goddamn gift card.
I got perfect attendance. I do have a Target credit card.
Because it's not Target, it's Target.
Yeah, they need a reward card.
Everybody, hey man, I saw Paul at Target.
Yep.
That's man, what, I get I'm about 10 calls if they saw Paul, if there's a Paul sighting.
Or at the Chick-fil-A or not. On I-10. Yeah. Hey, your homeboy tagged us on the, showed us some love on listening to
Chick-fil-A,
the podcast.
Yep. Yeah. Shout out to my boy over there, Chick-fil-A, Sawyer Heights.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like the little thing. Yeah. He spelled my name wrong, though.
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's he all got great. It right. Yeah. He got it right. Nobody cares. Move on.
Hey, it'd be funny, though. Sometimes I'd be going out to different places, different targets. They'd be like, oh, yeah, such and such just came in. Oh, yeah, we seen Chris Paul. Oh, we seen JJ Watt. I'd be thinking, man, I know that motherfucker never came back after this, because some of them places it'd be like a meet and greet. They'll be picture, which I don't mind, but I'm just imagining come like on, J.J. Watt.
Turn
you know,
down the Kanye West.
You know,
Paul.
J.J. Watt, man, you know, imagine J.J. Watt walking in the store. You know, everybody in that motherfucker know who he is. Nah, old, it, young,
this is
every
when J.J.
Race,
Watt
every...
walks in. J.J. Watt walks in, everybody like this.
Yeah. Right. Like, hey, JJ, you coming here to pay off the layaways? You coming here to come pay off some layaways? Nah, no, for real though. You know, he's so eating, man.
When Paul walks in, everybody like when Goo walks in, they're like
what about when you walk in?
Oh, when I walk in, when there's no well, this is when I walk in, because no. every step I think, man, that Taco yeah. Bell kicking in. Oh, excuse me, where's your restroom, lady?
Taco Bell, you eat Taco Bell?
Shit, hey, I was on a budget, bro.
I mean, late night, I guess. Hey, you know, I do eat Taco Bell.
Hey, man, when you on a budget, hey, it was getting so bad before I got this job that I went back to ramen noodles, bro. Mm. Wife would be like, what's for dinner?
Hey, that's the way to go, bro.
Yeah,
ramen noodles is tough.
I stopped eating them, though, because I saw, like,
what you mean tough?
Dissolve.
Like, bad or good?
They're yeah. bad.
Oh, good, good, yeah. Yeah.
No, but well, they're bad for you.
Nah, but what you got to do.
Bad for you? They yeah. are?
But you know why?
Why?
But you're talking about the seasoning, right?
The seasoning.
No, I'm talking about like
you,
they
right?
did. I saw noodles, a video. The noodles, the noodles, they don't though. Dissolve that much, man. It takes like 2 days for them
but
to dissolve.
That's, yeah, I mean, it's not the most. Yeah, but I mean, I thought you were going
to
say
meat takes
bad,
like
bad.
2 days to dissolve and get out of your system.
Yeah, no, but like, man, all I do
is
when I make my noodles, I just throw a little bit of the seasoning in there, yeah. and then I yeah. put hot sauce.
You you don't ever do the old school way where you don't even cook it, you just crunch it up and put the seasoning
no,
on
I
it.
Never
and
done
eat
that
it.
Shit.
Eat it like eat it raw like that.
I never done that.
Yep.
You know, Paul ain't never done
man,
that like that. Dude.
That.
You're a liar.
Some jailhouse
man.
Shit. That's actually
all the spread type activities. Oh man, go in on the spread.
But I saw that on TV. As a jailhouse spread. Like, yeah. that's what they do in jail. But I ain't never... Fuck
nah, that ain't the jailhouse spread.
We had water.
They said the jailhouse spread, it starts on something
oh,
like
man.
This.
Come on, bro. We're going to take that shit away. Y'all, if the show's getting goofy, guys, please let us know. Because that's Chile. I'm blaming him.
It's so fucking
funny. You kid, like a little kid. I know your little ass. Just, man,
yo,
know
if
you
our number's going to go down this episode. We're going to be like, damn, why our number's so low this week?
Nah,
see,
man.
I don't care.
Nah, they go with they're farting again.
I was doing some research and they say kids are the ones we got to target so we can get the ratings.
Okay, baby.
Goddamn
well, shark,
kids ain't
do,
no podcast.
There we go.
Baby.
Kids are not listening to shark. Podcasts.
Baby shark.
Dude, we're starting to sound
baby
like the
shark.
Freaking cheesy ass 60 shows.
Baby
man.
Shark. Baby shark. Baby shark.
All right, man. Let's go back on a serious note. Hey, man, y'all been keeping up with all the stuff that's been going on the news with Trump and everything or not?
Man, you know, it's always like the media and everybody's just so hungry and thirsty for every little tidbit of everything. They blow everything up. You know, I'm just, I got to take a few weeks off and then come back and just get, okay, what really happened? You know what I'm saying? Because things happen so slowly. They say, you know, they say the wheels of justice turn slow. You know, I don't know how the political justice go or whatever. Or different people feel different ways. A lot of people who don't like Trump, they might not necessarily want to see him be impeached. You know, a lot of people who love our country, they might feel like, you know, they just how it makes our country look to have, you know, a president be impeached, sitting in office, all that type of controversy. But at the same time, there's other people who feel like it dignifies our justice system and dignifies our political atmosphere to have someone be accounted for, have them be checked and balanced to bring them down when they abuse the power and to do it publicly and not just do it behind the scenes and let them make it with a pardon, but to actually bring them down and make them be held accounted for. I think that speaks a lot too, just to up and coming politicians, because a lot of politicians, it's their career where they're doing this to make money. They're not really necessarily trying to bring about change or do what's best, you know, but
they're in it for the paycheck, bro.
For sure.
They're in it for the paycheck.
I ain't been keeping up with that, man. But I one thing that I did see that bothered the shit out of me was the kid from Waco, from Baylor.
Oh, he today that he would he
it
didn't
was yesterday. He was a he was yeah.
Yeah, but
he was a fraternity president.
And he raped a girl.
He came from a well-to-do family, and he raped a female at Baylor.
Said violently raped.
Behind a tent.
Yeah.
At Baylor, and he got sentenced to 3 months probation, No.
Yeah,
a $400 fine.
Yeah.
Like 6 months probation, no jail time.
And he didn't have to register as sex offender.
Right, and he doesn't have to register, but he has to attend some kind of classes.
And the judge, that's what the judge decided?
The DA accepted the plea deal. It was a plea deal.
So who the judge and the DA and the DA and the judge?
Yeah. He must come from a royal family. Wow,
the lady, I was watching, I heard about it, or I was watching the news on it, and then they said that everything that he got was the equivalent to like getting a trash fine, you know? Wow. So the lady was on the TV saying how you feel about females in Texas.
Does he have to register as a sex offender?
No, he doesn't.
Oh my God.
And then they were saying that basically you could go to jail for stealing a candy at a store. Let's just do this.
But Tekashi 6ix9ine didn't even have sex with the chick.
Bro, did you see what happened to him now?
What?
The charges, the case pending on the sexual stuff about it.
It got dropped, yeah.
Yeah, the fucking federal people, the FBI or whatever, they canceled it just so they could go with whatever racketeering or whatever. Right,
because they said they couldn't enforce it anyway because he's behind bars.
Right, he's behind bars and he's going to be, whatever they give him is going to be 10 times worse than what
they
give
him. But they're saying that they have videos. Where they show him taking parts in robberies and shootings.
I don't understand, bro. That's like us.
So sad, man.
That's
you had it all,
retarded, bro.
Man.
That just lets you know, bro. The people you with can really, man. That's crazy, bro. Come in because that dude at the time was hot.
Yeah,
one of the hottest rappers just out, and they robbing people.
Man, think about it.
People.
Even not even that. Just because a lot of this, the musical dream is like a pipe dream of making it to the NBA, NFL. It's like a lottery where you don't really expect it to happen. No matter how much confidence you might have, yeah, I'm the greatest ever. You could have that type of confidence, but to actually achieve it and to achieve success in this is such a, like, literally, it used to be one in a million. Now it's one in a billion because everybody raps, wants to be a rapper, DJ, producer, some type of...
Hey, lay off producers, man. I'm a producer now.
Nah, for real, though, it's really like a one in a billion type of chance that you could succeed at this. So to achieve it all, to make it all, and to just have it all be gone... It's heartbreaking. Just not only for the one person that's an artist, but for the whole people who's in the crew who
and the fans
would have
that
been,
support you, man.
Right. The people he could have changed the lives of. He could have had somebody be his assistant or manager, somebody be his, you know, video director, hype man, producer, somebody from his hood he could have put on, somebody else he could have, like, he was in a position, you know,
to actually help
and change a lot of people's lives, not only his own. No, that's just, you know, at the same time, we all are, you know, it's all, we have our own life we have to worry about. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, whatever we all do with our success is up to our own, you know, that's our own destiny and walk of life.
We're the only ones to be responsible and the ones to blame, you know, because, I mean, he had options and he went that route himself.
I just think that he has a child, you know, those type of things, like, well, you know, what really changed my perspective on life, you know, was having children, because then you live for somebody else. Even the biggest part of me getting in the accident was, man, I'm so grateful to God that my son was spared. No matter, you know, I'm 37. I lived a great life. I'm happy. I'm content. I'm saying it like, man, my son,
blind, bro.
Yeah, no, nah, but I'm just saying, like, really, with me having an accident in the car accident too, man, praying with my son before we left. And then us getting in an accident and being spared and protected and telling him, man, did you see that God is real? Like, because, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of adults, grownups who might not know or feel that God is real or have had some type of experience where they know that God is like, and I've been telling him. So he knows, like, educationally, he knows, like, mentally, he's been taught things about God or doing right or praying or the, you know, but I don't know if he really feels any of this or if he knows this or if it's just something he's just thinking, like, oh, they just, my dad don't know what he's talking about, you know. So for him to actually see that we literally prayed that God would protect us while we in the car traveling,
the caravan,
we asked for these things specifically. And then we're saved. Not to take away, like, we are hurt, but, like, in, you know, we're alive. We're not in a wheelchair. I don't have my arm cut off. And these are things that could have happened, being that both of the vehicles were totaled. It was a severe accident. And then everything from where my son was sitting in the vehicle,
you know, where he was impacted, the way the seating set up, the seating arrangement was. It was, you know, two in the front, then the three bench, and then two in the back to the left where the right side was open. The right side was where we got hit. If there would have been a third seat, that's where my son would have been sitting. Man. That's where he'd have been crushed. So, everything, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, the whole setup, you know, half a second on the letting off the gas or the brake, or, you know, me going back in the store to get a pair, another thing of chips, or, you know, me washing my hands after I use a restroom and then saying, nah, I ain't gonna wash my hands. I'm just saying, you know, any one of these things could have altered or affected us getting into a car accident, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, but he's seeing that, and knowing that, also knowing that the traveling, like, we weren't playing loud ass music, we weren't smoking in the car, drinking, turning up. It wasn't a party van. We were just on the way to where we were going, talking. You know, my son was there for the first time. So knowing these things, knows it. It's not something we could have changed to avoided this. You know, any one of those things would have altered this from happening, meaning that it was meant to happen. So then, for my son to know that and to see that and to say, man, we pray for God to protect us, and God, like, now I know. He know God is real now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I can't even wear the clothes I wore that night. I ain't gonna lie.
We burned them clothes.
Goop probably had to go buy new ones because he probably crept them pants.
Hey, you know, man, let me tell you something that's pretty funny though, bro.
My hoodie, the song I can't listen to.
I'll never listen to that song again, bro.
I don't even watch the Ring. I've never
just
seen
like
the
Signs. Signs.
I haven't seen that since that.
Yeah, since some shit happened.
Like, if it's shit like that,
certain things.
What song were y'all listening to?
Nah, it was some song that somebody was just letting us hear.
That was me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know who the
song. Hazy from that, but
it was still playing. Remember?
Yeah, it was still playing after the accident. It was like a movie where, you know, shit happened.
Stays
it was all
repeat.
Dusty.
Stays
and
on
the
repeat.
Phone was, it was like, what the hell? Hey, you know what's crazy though, bro? This is so funny, amusing to me, man. When the accident happened, all of a sudden my numbers on Instagram jumped like 12,000-13,000. Additional followers immediately.
Damn.
Like that.
And you couldn't even plug Chile in the champ show on that, man?
I just looked at my numbers. All of a sudden I had 800, I had like 798, 700
before the accident
I had like right under 800,000. After the accident I had like 812,000, and I was like, oh, what the hell?
Let's get Paul to a million.
Okay,
like,
now once everybody seen that I was okay and that I wasn't dead,
they don't follow you.
They don't follow me. And I got the same I had before the accident. I got like 797, 798. When they thought I was dead, they was all following me. Ooh, we praying for you, all this and that. Then they found out I'm still all right. They I'm following him. Wait till he die. We're going to wait till he die.
We should have put the remastered People's Champ albums out right there. Get some albums, man.
Yo, man, I told Good we should have started GoFundMe, man, before we let everybody know we was okay. Because shit, man, y'all okay? Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Moving on. Life
false
goes on.
Alarm,
false alarm. They all right. We don't care no more.
They got like Sully the dog got more likes than you now, man.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? There were genuinely a lot of people who really do care, who did care, who checked in on not only me, my son, but the people who was in the accident. A lot of people don't know. You know, first of all, they weren't familiar with who was in the accident, so they weren't promoting it. Also kind of tried to respect the privacy of the other people in the accident. But so they don't really exactly know everybody. Isn't, you know, it wasn't like no mystery guest in there, but I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people have been calling, checking in on all of us. They've been calling me, calling Goo, calling all the, you know, other people in the accident. And, you know, thank you for all the prayers. You know, the prayers definitely work. Thank you for all the thoughts, you know, all the real love.
I wish I knew that
getting.
Promoter's name, man, because he was like,
he was A1.
Yeah, he was super helpful, bro. He was like, hey,
yeah, he was.
Y'all want to do the show? If y'all don't, he was still going to pay us.
Yeah,
like,
he was not tripping.
About it.
He was a businessman though.
See, that's a businessman.
He was not.
He completely respected too. He was like, man, you got your son with you, man. Look, it's all good. Don't worry about it. I'll get you a ride. Y'all can just go back home. Y'all can get you a hotel if y'all want to stay here. Whatever y'all want. We just like, you know what? Look, right now I was just straight up. I was like, man, right now my adrenaline going.
You're a professional, Paul.
I mean, well, first of all, we never ever in the history of our career ever missed a show, but for any reason ever. So we were just like, man, not worried about the streak, but you know, we just still was like, man, you know what? My adrenaline going right now, but on a cool in 45 minutes, I'm probably gonna be out of there. Just fuck.
Whoever the hell's on stage, get them off right now.
Yeah. I think everybody was.
Nah, but on the cool, when we got there, Lil Flip was on stage.
And
we were supposed to go up next, and they just told him, he was like, hey man, can you run a little longer? Cause you know, we waiting on Paul had an accident. He was like, So he kept going. He ran the show longer to kind of stretch for time.
It was actually a great Flip probably freestyle 10 minutes.
Yeah,
too.
Like, yeah, you know, Flip would go out there.
Flip would go out there and freestyle for a whole fucking 10 minutes.
That was another a surreal part of the accident. Was that we had the accident going on, but in the background we could hear Lil Flip performing. So it was like he's performing live in the back. It was like really like a movie type of theatrical atmosphere where I hear him in the background. I can do that, and at the same time, my son right there, like you know, kind of dazed and confused. Me and Goo, we all like GOB someone. We all just like, man, what's going on? We just
it's crazy
tripping, and we hearing I can do that. Man, it was crazy, man. It was definitely a great experience too. Also for the fans, you know, the whole festival, whatever was going on over there, I don't know what shout out to the promoter, man. We because they that's definitely treated us
that's
graciously.
A hell of a story though, you know.
And the show was Slim Thug, Mike Jones, Lil Flip, and myself, Paul Wall.
Bro, that bitch was packed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something.
And we performed Still Tipping, all three together. One thing that is rare. We don't usually perform Still Tipping all three of us together.
Oddly enough, y'all played Still Tipping after a wreck.
Still ticking. Yeah.
Still ticking.
Hey, on the cool about, you know, when I was like two songs in though for the performance, I was kind of like, man, what's going on? I was like so dazed and confused. I was like about to faint, feeling like I was feeling crazy. Like I literally remember walking around kind of in a circle, like looking to the left, then looking back behind me to
bro, let me tell
DJ.
You, I was so like anxious and shit. Like the DJ, I'm like, yo, cut that song. Yo, now skip that.
Then the promoter,
I don't even remember the show, to be honest with you.
He honestly was like, hey, whatever y'all do is cool.
Yeah, the promoter didn't even give a shit.
Man, we still gave a great show, but man, what I remember saying to the crowd is, man, y'all, I don't think y'all know, we just got in a crazy accident right now.
Yeah, I'm like, right now,
we almost died.
Right out here.
And the crowd is like, yeah. Like, they didn't really understand what we were trying to say. And I was just like, hey, I don't know if y'all know. We just got in a crazy accident right now. We almost died. But anyway, busybody. We
play. This boy went to church.
I'm going
to
break them off real bad.
Hey, on a positive, but look, change subjects is a positive. Chilo, you doing any tour drives, anything?
Nah, man, I haven't been doing that. Y'all doing anything?
Yeah, we are. We actually are.
What y'all got going?
We went this Thursday, St. Bernard's Pub.
You had me
drive
at pub.
From, I think, like 6 to 9, maybe 6:30 to 9. Shout out to all my partners Ride Bikes. They're going to be on all my cyclists. They're going to be, you know, they do their thing on Thursdays. We put it together with them. So we're going to be doing it over there at St. Bernard's Pub. We're asking people to bring toys, bring any new toys.
See, I kept thinking about St. Dane's. That's what I was thinking about.
Or St. Arnold's?
No, I kept thinking about St. Dane's.
St. Dane's? Oh, yeah, yeah. Because St. Bernard's.
You're thinking of the dog.
Yeah.
But where's St. Bernard's at?
Man, you know what? You just got to Google it. But it's like right downtown.
St. Bernard's
Pub. Right near downtown, the Heights kind of area of downtown.
Man, you know, we had who did a drive, man, and I kind of just looked at all this stuff, and it seemed real cool, man. What's the little homie name with the long hair? He be at all our damn shows.
Oh, Lil Jesse?
Lil Jesse.
Jesse, yeah. He did something with Lil Flip, something about cancer or something.
Yeah, right.
That.
So I thought that was dope because he did that, raised toys.
Well, because you know he
I know,
beat
that's
cancer.
What I'm saying. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Lil Jesse, he's about 10, 11 years old.
Shit, he's getting older now, man. Yeah. I don't know. We met him when he was real young. He
beat cancer.
Yeah, he did. Shout out to Lil Jesse.
Yeah,
shout out to everybody.
So, like, I thought that was cool. And then he went back and then he went because he said, like, however many years ago, he rang the bell that he's cancer-free, and they took toys back to all the cancer patients that couldn't leave. I think it was kids.
Yeah, they always do that at the cancer center to the Texas Children's Hospital. They always go around Christmas, and they give – you know who's doing a lot of stuff like that is Merciless and the Texans.
Shout out to Merciless. Yeah. Yeah. Merciless do a lot in the community.
He's up for that. He's up for the Walter Payton.
Bro, I didn't know he was from Kenya. Yeah, he's from Kenya or somewhere,
I think he was Nigeria.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. We were somewhere.
Well, he's from out there somewhere, but
that's what's up. That's what Merciless for sure do a lot in the community.
And we're doing
something else on Friday, too, this Friday at Paradise Glass Gallery right there on North Main and 45 right there behind that McDonald's. We're doing another toy drive, 6 to 9. Bring your toys. Come, you know, do a little meet and greet. If you can't stop off and bring a toy, just, you know, bring a donation. If you can't bring nothing, you want to just come
donations,
take a picture. It's cool.
Donations.
They're doing something again on the 18th. It's going to be a surprise, though, to Paul's doing.
It ain't a surprise if you're saying it.
I mean, what we're doing is a surprise. It's teaming up with Cricket Wireless, man. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, we got something
dope. Oh, that's dope.
Hey, but man, look, a lot of people have inquired about
when I'm going to cut this beard off.
Getting Paul to come to the holiday. Hey, man, if you give us enough time, man, we can make some shit happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you want us to come.
You want us to come through.
Who would they have to contact?
They can just contact whoever.
You know, hit us up, chileandthechamp@gmail.com. Yeah, if you're serious, we'll go from there. Hit us up, chileandthechamp@gmail.com. Right now, we have an anti-bullying campaign we're doing at various schools with PAP. We got a lot of things we're doing, though, if you want us to come to your event, your drive. You know, we have a lot of, you know, testing's going to be coming up, Parents Against Predators. Testing's
going to be. Man, I thought PAP holding down.
I'm legally blind. Testing's going to be coming up, so we're going to be doing some stuff to get people motivated for testing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so yeah, hit us up, chileandthechamp@gmail.com. If you want us to come to your school
man,
or your
you know
function.
What, man? If we don't get to see y'all just because schedules might get crazy or holidays, y'all going on tour and everything.
Yeah.
Happy early Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll be back for sure. You know, we try to do the show as much as we can, but I know y'all are going to be busy around this time.
Chile, when do you get your first paycheck? Because me and Goo trying to figure out when we're going to make sure, we're trying to see if we're going to get a Christmas gift from you or not.
Yeah. I know we
now you got a paycheck,
time,
you can buy something.
Man, I'm going to give y'all the best gift that I've given people, advice.
Your advice ain't worth shit, Chile.
See, we were going from serious, man. I was going serious.
Hey, on the cool though, man, I need some advice. Man, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, yeah, but I really been debating whether or not I should cut my beard off.
Nah,
man,
let it go. It changes
how I look.
Dude, just let it go for a little bit, man. You know, it's cold out now. It's cold.
I think it's dope, bro.
I know I need to get it lined up a little bit. I need to go see what Miguel talking about.
Yeah, man, you got that Eminem look right now. You know, when like everybody's
your beard
so
is weird. That mean whoever I'm beefing with, if I have beef with somebody in 10 years, they're going to tell me, hey, yeah, your beard looks weird. Hey, Paul, your beard looks weird.
Yeah, man. So you know your rival 10 years from now.
Yeah, my rival going to say that. Yeah.
Nah, man, keep it, man. It changes good, you know.
Oh, I got the Eminem like father, like son. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I got to look like pops.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know, man, wish everybody out there that's going out of town, you know, still check us out, man. Chile and the Champ, .com and everything. Man, we're blessed. Hey, I'm glad you're back, Goo. You know, I'm Paul. Nice to see you again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good to see you.
You know, last week I had a ride with the windows down all the way home because I was
you were in here that with
him? Oh, air out a little bit.
You haven't learned it. You got to look. I take my stuff and I put it in there.
I don't bring extra clothes
I put my jacket. I put my jacket in the office.
Or else I'd be doing the podcast naked, man. I'm about to go on my clothes.
Yes.
But, you know, but man, we thankful, man. Everything's all good. Hey, what's the name of that that oil, cannabis,
Symbio
Wellness. Yeah.
Man, I'm going to give me some of that, man.
Shout out to Dr. Tony.
Symbio Wellness. Man, we'll try and get you some, man.
Yeah,
I'm
man, honestly,
Dr.
because...
Yeah, I'm going to holler at Dr. Tony,
hey, don't be jacking off with it, though. He going to come back and be like, hey, guys, guess what? It gets you on hard longer.
Nah, he went limp. Now I really have an excuse.
He going to be like, give me the one that's like Bengay. Give me the rub, vapor rub. I want the vapor rub.
Nah, dude, the Bengay shit burns.
Well, this is
so I've been told. All right, everybody, man. Thank y'all for checking us out, man. You know, we love all y'all, man. And peace. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Chile and the Champ, at Goo_Hefner.
That's G-O-O Hefner. Nah, that's G-U_Hefner.
Yeah, you got to put the underscore because it's another fake Goo Hefner out there.
Oh,
G-U-H-E-F-F-E-R.
Now you've made it.
I got it. It's a fake one out there, man.
Now you got haters.
He doesn't have an underscore.
Bastard. He don't have no underscore because he never scores.
He's like, oh, if I don't put the underscore, then they're going to find me first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, Paul Wall, baby. And yours truly at the Chile, T-H-E-C-H-I-L-E. Well, you know what, man? We love y'all. Appreciate y'all. And peace.
Peace.